Okay, Rabbi Isai. We're learning the Daf Mem Gimel, starting on the fifth line from the top of Mem Gimel Omed Aleph. The Gemara initially quotes from our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that if people are sitting together beheseba, echad mevorech lekula. However, if everybody's just sitting beyeshiva, not beheseba, everybody has to make their own individual bracha. So now Rav tells us that this halacha is only referring to pas, but not to yayin. So let's see the Gemara. Omer Rav, lo yishonu ela pas. When you're talking about the people are eating bread together beheseba, one person makes a bracha at the beginning, hamoitzi, and he benches for everybody at the end. Only pas the boyaseba. Abiyayin le boyaseba. You could have one person being moitzi, everyone else in wine, even if they're not beheseba, lying to the side or bending to the side like we do on Pesach night. But yeah, you don't need a seba. One can be mevorach lekulan, even be yeshiva. No. After the yain, nami boy a seba. Even yain also requires a seba, just like by pas. Ikriyami, there's another version. Omerav lo yishanu ela pas the mahanyale a seba. Only by pas does a seba work. Even if everybody is sitting beheseba, leaning to the side, you still have to have everybody making their own individual bracha. For Pierre, no, heseba helps not only for pas, but even for yayin. That Rabbi Yochanan in the two versions is basically the same. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that yayin and heseba work. The first Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afilu Yain Nami Boya Seba. Yain also requires a Seba, fine. But if you had a Seba, then you can go and make a Bruch Ale Yain, meaning one person can be Moitzi everybody else. And the second Rabbi Yochanan says, even Yain has Seba helps. So regardless, first Lashon, second Lashon, couldn't Rabbi Yochanan, Yain and a Seba work together? However, according to Rav, the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon is mamish mikotze el akotze, because the Rav first Lashon is that yain loy boya seba, you don't need heseba, you can all be sitting, standing, whatever, and one person can be moitzi. The Ikar Yamri says no, yain loy mahani le heseba, even if everybody's lying down mit haseba mit akvios, you cannot be mevorach lekulan. Tach mamish mikotze lekotze. The first Rav says, yain doesn't require heseba, and you can always have one being moitzi, everybody. And the second Lashon says that even if you had heseba, you can never be moitzi someone. Okay, those are the two versions of Rav Meisvei. We're going to ask Akash on both versions of Rav from the following Braisa. Shtein the Braisa Zeh. Ketzad. Ketzad seira seibo. How does it work? Orchin nechnos v'yoshin al gabi sasalin v'al gabi katad ro'oiz achi konse kulam. We're talking about a situation which is very familiar to us. People are invited, for instance, for a sheva brachas. The sheva brachas is called at 7 o'clock. The first people start walking in at 10 to 8, and then they only get a minion together at 8:30, a quarter to 9, unfortunately. Okay, so initially, what they do is they give out hors d'oeuvres, right? They have some sort of cocktail table for people to be able to eat or drink before the actual meal will begin. So the orchim would sit in the anteroom, in the forzima, in the prosdar, sitting there together, and they're waiting for everybody to arrive. So they're sitting on safsalin, which means benches. Akatadrois means chairs. Achira comes to cool it until everybody gets together. So in the meantime, they hand around some wine to drink. Hevi'u lehem mayim. So first they bring in water for people to wash. Kol echad v'echad noitel yodei achas. They don't wash both hands because they're not going to wash for hamoitzi. They're only going to wash to hold on to the becher or to the glass of wine. So only the hand that's going to hold on to the glass of wine, that's the one that they're going to wash. Bolehem yayin. Subsequent, and then balem yayin, and then they bring in the wine. There's no kvias over here, there's no heseba, there's nothing. So everybody makes their own bracha. The olu v'hesebu, after the oilam comes together, and now they leave that room, and olu, they go up to another room. They say, well, now there's proper heseba. Ubalem yamayim, and now they're bringing in the water. Even though everybody washed already one hand, now everybody washes both hands because they're going to wash for bread for hamoitzi. It sounds like from here that the minig was just like those that have the negel vasa shisel next to their beds overnight. So here too, apparently, the waiters would bring around such a basin with negel vasa, and everybody would go and wash their hands. Because it says olivei seibu. First they were did a seiba. It could be olivei seibu. They went up for the purpose of a seiba, and they didn't actually lie down yet. And initially, before they sit down and lie down, they went and washed their hands. But the point is, they're now washing their hands for a moitzi and the make a moitzi. And after they boil them yain, and then they bring in the wine to drink. Even though everybody makes a separate brocho. Even though everybody had already made a bracha before in that ante room that we spoke about at the beginning, and whilst they were waiting in the waiting room, everybody makes a new bracha, and not they make an individual bracha, one makes a bracha for everyone. So clear. When people arrived and they were waiting for the whole tzibur to come in, they sat outside in the waiting room, on the benches and on the katadroyes, on the chairs. They brought them wine, and they made a bracha kol echad v'echad mevorach li'atzmai. Now that everybody has arrived, they go to a second room, and now they washed, and in that second room, they go and make a seiba, and echad mevorach l'kula. Good. Now, why do they have to make a new bracha again? After all, they made a bracha before. So Rashi says, because when did we say in our Mishnah that if you make a bracha before the meal on wine, then that's moitzi, the bracha of wine that you're drinking mealtime after you've washed? Says Rashi, that's if you're in the same makom. Here talking about it wasn't b'mokim seuda, like the Gemara said, that olu, they left that initial fort zimmer, that initial prosdor, the waiting room, and they walked then into the big dining room. Not that much different than our chasanis today, where you leave, you have your smorgasbord in one room, and after the smorgasbord, after the chuppah, you go into another large dining room. So it's a separate place. The bracha that you made a yayin on the first place is not moitzi the yayin in the second place. And so you look at the Rashi, about 10-12 lines in the top. Even though they already made a bracha, you have to make a new bracha. What about that first bracha? That's not called lefnei hamozayin. It wasn't b'makom suda. Now b'makom suda, you cannot be moitzi, you can't be yoitze from that first bracha before the mozayin for the bracha that you're going to make the achra mozayin. Okay, all of this is fascinating, but that's the end of the brayse, and now we're going to ask Akasha on both versions of Rav. According to the first lashon of Rav, the Rav said, "Loishonu ala pas the boya seba. Only pas do you need a seba. Avul yain le boya seba, but yain doesn't require a seba. Kasha reisha. Why does it say that when the orchim were sitting together there in that first waiting room, it says that kol echad vi echad mevorach li'atzmoi? You don't need a seba for wine. Let one person make a bracha for all the people waiting in the waiting room. And for the moishani orchim the tatayu lemekar, because when you're talking about the people already sitting in the dining room and they're going to continue sitting there, says Rab, they're sitting there and they're going to continue sitting there even though they are not being massive. They're not lying on the side. They're just sitting normally. Doesn't make a difference. For wine, you don't need a seba. Echad mevorach l'kula. But over here, the whole purpose of the waiting room is that we are impatiently waiting for everybody to arrive, and as soon as people arrive, we're going to leave this makom. We do not want to establish any kvius whatsoever over here. Not with a seba, not without a seba. We're looking at our watches. We want to leave and move into the dining room already. When will the other people show up? In such a case, it's not a kvius. What about the other lashon? The Omer Rav leishono lepasta mahani leyaseba. Avyan leyamahani leyaseba. Seba won't even help for yayin. yet you just said now in this braisa that when olu veheisebu, that echad mevorach lekulan. Heisebu doesn't work. Everybody should be mevorach liatzmoi, kasha sefer. When do I say that Heseba doesn't work for Yayin if it's independent only for the Yayin? But if you made a Seba for Pas because you're eating a full meal, and that's why you have the Heseba, Migur that the Heseba helps for the Pas, it also helps for the Yayin. Okay, so then for both Kashas and Rav, both versions. We get back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bo lehem Yayin betoicham mosen, in the middle of the meal, then it says, Kol echad bi echad mevorach li atzmai. Pray tomorrow, why? Shalu es ben zoyma. Neima omru bolem yayin betoicham mosen, kol echad bi echad mevorach li atzmai. After all, everybody's sitting together at the same table, especially if you hold the yayin li boya seba, and if you hold by yayin boya seba, they're all being meisiv. So let one person be moitzi everyone. And in fact, the Taka says, li achad mosen, once the meal is over, and people have finished eating, and now they're giving post dinner drinks before benching, but they're giving out post-dinner drinks, then echad mevorach lekulam, one person makes a bracha for all. So you see, one person can make a bracha for all. So why bolem yayin betoicham mosen kol echad v'yechad mevorach li atzmoi? Everything more omel henso, but in Zoyma answered, hoy be'ein beis habliya ponui. What means ein beis habliya ponui? Zok Rashi, middle of the omud, ve'ein lev ha-mesubin el ha-mevorech el levloya. People are not being mechavin. After all, to be yotze, the motzi has to be mechavin to be moitzi them, and the people that are being yotze have to be mechavin to be yotze. Here they can't be mechavin because they're busy chewing, and they're not thinking about the mevorech. They want to chew properly. And therefore, they cannot be yotze. They're preoccupied with their eating. There's another pshat which is given by Rabbeinu Yoina and others, that the reason is because since they're busy chewing and swallowing their food, we are concerned that chas v'sholem, someone is going to try to speak at the same time that he's trying to swallow, and he might choke. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, one should refrain from talking whilst you're eating because shemiyaktim kona leveshet. You might not be careful, and some of the food might go down the windpipe instead of down the food pipe. So, be careful. So, we're worried about that too. People here are chewing. Some people's eating challah. Some people are chewing on their steak, or on their chicken, or whatever. And if they're going to have to answer amen, then they might, chas v'sholem, come lidei sakana. Therefore, don't answer amen. Rather, make your own bracha independently. Fine. Then we said at the end of the Mishnah that there was a custom, besides bringing the wine in at the end of the meal for people to have a final post-dinner drink, they also used to bring in mugmar. Mugmar means that they would bring in some wood, which they would burn and make a delicious incense, a very, very nice aroma, a nice scent, and everybody enjoyed that. Okay, so now you need a person to be mavorech al hayayin lekulam, and since this mugmar is considered to be a wonderful fragrance, you make on it a boire atse besamim, and as a result, said our Mishnah, the same person that they were mechabit to make the bracha ala yayin to be moitzi kulam, he also made the bracha atse boire atse besamim to go and be moitzi the entire tzibur. Says Imar, miniktani bu imala mugmar. What the Mishnah is telling us is that there might be a person who is more respected than that fellow, a Talmud Chacham, a person who's an Askon, a person who's a big Machzik Torah. There might be a person who's more Choshev, but since we were already mechabed that first person to make the bruch alayayin to be moitzi, even if there's a person who's odif minei, more Choshev, makes no difference. We are mechabed him, the mavorech alayayin person, to mavorech al hag mugmar. Presumably that's based on kol maskel b'mitzvah imrim le'gemar, whoever started off with the kibudim with the mitzvah, we mechabed him to complete the entire mitzvah. In other words, we make a package deal. These are both post-dinner treats. So he makes a bracha on both. Now from the word v'amai through the word ba'achroina, and there's one line, v'amai hoil v'nul notu yad chil v'achroina, you see the aleph of the Vilna Gaon, he is moichik, and gimel is the marshal is moichik, so we leave out this line. Sorry, more Messiah Lil Rav, the Omer of Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, I'll bring a raya of this concept of a maschal b'mitzvah oimim legemar, and not to the other tchila ba'achroina. If you're mechabit someone to be the person that is noitel yadai, meaning mayim achroinim, whom is him lebracha? The person that you mechabit with netilas yadai, meaning with mayim achroinim, he should be the one that should be the one that benches for the oil and benches mezumen. And in fact, the Gemara tells us a real life story, which is a kind of an interesting story. Rav Reb Chiya Haviyasi Kame de Rebbe B'suda. So Rav and Reb Chiya was sitting in front of Rebbe at a suda. Omle Rebbe l'Rav. Rebbe says to Rav, "Come, mashi yada, go wash your hands." Now Rav didn't understand the message, and he was chazid to have merases. He was trembling. Now why was he trembling? Says Rashi, because he was afraid that Rebbe was giving him a scolding or an admonition. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amid, have merases, shemaroa yodai miluchlochais. Rav is saying, why would Rebbe say wash my hands? Must be because they're all dirty. I wasn't careful when I was eating the food, and I got my hands all dirty. Oy shem herachti b'chili yosemitai. Maybe Rebbe's trying to signal to me and say, you know, come on, you've been eating and eating and eating. It's shingenuk. It's enough. Stop eating already, and therefore wash your hands. And that's why he, Rav, was trembling. So Reb Chiya, his uncle, said to his nephew, to Rav, he said, Amalei Reb Chiya, Barpachsi. Barpachsi means son of Gedoilim. You see, the Maseret Zashas, Pirish Bar Gedoilim, in other words, a Choshev Etamed Chochem. That's not the message Rebbe was trying to give you. The message he was trying to give you was, Ayin Bebirchas Mezoina Kamalach. It means, get ready to bench and start thinking about how you're going to bench, and the Losh and the text. Remember, they didn't have printed texts of the, like we have today, of Benchulach. And so therefore he was saying, prepare yourself for benching. What did he mean to say? We're going to bring you now the Mayim Achroinim, so therefore you're going to wash first. And after you wash, we're going to be mechabed you to bench. And that was the signal of Mashi Yodach, we're being mechabed you to bench. So don't be merases, Rav. You should be besimcha, you should be joyful and happy that Baruch Hashem, we will mechabed you for benching. Okay, Zokti Mori Yetzvayit Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Bar Yirmiya, Me'imasei Mevorchen Al Horeach. We're talking about the Mugmar. You're burning some wood, and the incense is now going up in smoke. So when do you make the bracha? Says the Gemara, Mishetal Le Timrosei, as the smoke starts going up. So now, at the time that the smoke goes up, you don't feel the scent yet. It's only after it disperses and scatters and all the rest. The initial smoke is the Val Nachgunisht. So Omle Reb Zeira L'Rav Bar Yirmiya V'Leko Orach. But you don't smell anything yet. Why do you make the bracha? Amalei V'Letamech. Let me ask you. When a person makes a Moitzi Lechem in Haaretz, Dimavorech V'Leyochel. He didn't eat the bread yet. Eladat Ilamechel. It's like, you know, the famous halacha that you're supposed to make a bracha over lasiyosan before you do the mitzvah. Here it's before you eat, you make a moitzi. Achanami tat l'rucha. He intends to smell the incense, so make a bracha before. Very simple. Amrav Chizda Amrav Abba, the Breid Abba Bar Nachmeni, Amrav Chizda Amrav, Yamrila Amrav Chizda Amrav Ziri, Kol HaMugmoreis, Mavorchan Alein, Boirei Atzei Besamim. All mugmar, all incense, you make a bracha of atzi besam, because all of it comes from etzim, from wood, from trees. Chutz mi musk, except for musk, which is shemin, not shemen, shemin chayehu, because it's a derivative of an animal, but not from a tree. And therefore you don't make bari atzi besam, shemor chanel bari minei besam. Aha. Okay. Now, what means musk comes from Chaya? So Rashi says that it comes from Chaya means that it comes from the Tzoya. See, Rashi says, Shehu min Chaya, min harei shel Chaya. Rei is Tzoya, from the excrement of Chaya. It's a derivative of that. I don't know how that gives you a good scent, but apparently it does. That's how Rashi learns. However, other Mepharshim learn a little bit differently. It's obviously from a Chaya, but they said that it comes from the musk deer. Article brings from Rabbeinu Yoina that musk is extracted from the neck of the musk deer, which lives in India. So there's a species of deer called musk, and this musk that we're talking about is itself a derivative, it's part of the neck of that musketeer, but since it's not atzi b'samim, you make a bracha minei b'samim. Fine. Freikti mor meisvei. Ein mevoruchin b'ri atzi b'samim ele al afar simon shel beis rebbi, ve'al afar simon shel beis kesar. Afar simon is balsam wood, and balsam wood apparently is very expensive, because Rashi says that your normal household couldn't afford balsam wood. Only big ashirim like Rebbe and the Beis Kesar. See, if you look at Rashi, three quarters down the Amud, Afar Simon Sha Eitz Atzmei Bola Fanenu, they brought the Eitz itself, Shul Beis Rebbe, Shul Beis Kesar, Noket Hani, Mishum De'enu Motzi, Ela Bebeis Molochim U'Bali Gedula. Only kings in their palaces and other very wealthy people. You know, Rebbe was a very wealthy person, and even though he was very wealthy, Rebbe said about himself that he can be made it on himself. He was never nehena, even ke like the chutzasara, even ketzipoyin or something, even beetzbektana. He wasn't nehena, even like etzbektana, from all of his wealth. So yes, he had the wealth, but he did not have hanor from it because he was kuli rochni, a totally spiritual person and not a material person. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so our Gemara tells us that Rebbe and the Beis Kesar had the Sefar Simon wood, the balsam wood, and they would go and burn that, and on that they would go and make, and not, they didn't burn it, they made a boiri atzi psam. There are chodah shebechol mokoyim, in most Jewish houses, where they couldn't afford the balsam wood, so they had hadassim, like we use on sukkahs, or Rashi says for any other flowers, or any other eitz that smells good, matkimach da bracha. Zokti morit tiyufta doch shver. Now what's the shver? What's the kasha over here? So, the Choy the Pshat is the following. The Gemara said that when you go and have balsam wood, or you have the hadassim, you make a bracha of boirei atzei psam. But that's because you're smelling it when it is wood, when it remains intact. We are not burning it. We're not burning the balsam wood. We're not burning the hadassim. You smell them intact. No, that's the reason why you make the bracha of boirei atzei psam, because you have eitzim. Masha enkin, it's mashma that something which you burn up, that you would not make a boirei atzei psamim, because now it's burned up, sinish domer. You don't have it anymore to say, thank you Hashem for creating the eitzim, vosfer and eitzim. The eitzim have gone up in smoke. If you look at the Rashi, v'lachodosh v'chol mokoyim, says Rashi, that 15 lines from the bottom. Anything which is similar to hadassim, show eitz atzmai meriach b'lois reifa, that you use the eitz itself to smell without burning incense. Why do we talk about hadassim? And if that's the case, mugmar is not eitzim, it's incense which you're burning to a crisp. You make a burning psalm just like by musk, because you don't have eitzim any longer. Yet you said before, mugmar, you make a bracha of boirei atzei b'samim, and here it's mashu from this braisa, that you make a bracha of boirei minei b'samim. Tomorrow tiyufta, Gemara says it's takeshver, it doesn't say tiyufta, the ziri tiyufta, it's tiyufta, well, it's a kash. Omri Rav Chizda Rav Yitzchak, hay mashka di afarsamayin. Afarsamayin again is balsam. If you have balsam oil, my mevorchen ilave. Now the question is, balsam doesn't produce oil. It's not olives. How do you have balsam oil? So the two pshatim given in the Mefarshim, either it's talking about that it's the sap of the balsam tree, that sap is called the oil of the afarsamayin, or others say afarsamayin, mashka the afarsamayin means that you took regular oil that had no scent, and you put a farsamin in it, and you let it soak in that oil, and eventually the oil absorbed the beautiful smell and the reach from the farsamin, and that's what's called the balsam oil. So the question is, my mevorchin lavei, what bracha do you make on that oil? Omalei hachi om Rav Yehuda, boirei shemen arzenu. You make a bracha that this is shemen. Remember, you're not making a bracha on the afarsamin, you're making on the mashcha the afarsamin, on the oil. Therefore, you make a bracha boirei shemen arzenu. So he responded to him. And this was Rav Chizda speaking to Rav Yitzchak, Kaim Mashcha. And Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Chizda, Omaleis, Rav Chizda said, Bar minei de Rav Yehuda, don't bring me rayas from Yehuda, the chaviv alei Eretz Yisrael. He has tremendous chibasa oretz. Wherever he can squeeze in, he throws in the artzeinu, the boyde shemen artzeinu. But really, we're not trying to be mishabeach Eretz Yisrael now, we're trying to be mishabeach the beautiful smell of this oil. Rashi points out a very, very, very interesting footnote over here, and that is that balsam wood grew in Yerichai. And how did Yerichai get the name Yerichai? Where does the name Jericho, Yerichai, come from? It comes from the word reyach, that Yerichai produced so many beautiful balsam trees, and presumably other trees that have such a beautiful scent. We know Yerichai was also Ir HaTamarim. Also produced palm trees. But the point is, it produced these trees that had a beautiful scent, and Al Shem Arech, Zirashi, about 10 lines from the bottom, Shem and Artsenu, She Godel be Yerichai, the balsam grew in Yerichai, Val Shem Arech, Hoysen Nikras Yerichai, because of the name Reach, because of the word Reach, that's how it got its name Yerichai. What is it really? Vufang, and that's a posik in Yechaskel. Kach Reis Yerashi brings from the Sefer Yosef Ben Gurion, which we call Josephus Flavius. Anyway, the point is, don't bring me a rye from Reb Yehuda. He throws in the word Artzeinu because of his tremendous chibas art. What do all the other Rabban and Paskin, what bracha should we make? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this very plent smelling shemen. So it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shemen, the oil, orev, with such a pleasant aroma, such a pleasant scent. So Rashi says that's koisht. Vus is koisht. Koisht, as you know, is one of the yud aleph samamonim that we speak about in the kabbonis in the morning. Just opening up the siddur for a moment, and the siddur tells us the yud aleph achad osa samamonim are you? Tanraban, Peter Maktorius Keitzad, the Achad Osir Samanim Hoyuvot. There were 11 Samanim. And what were the 11? Number 9 is Hakoisht Shnei Mosa, Vikilufa Shloisha, Vikinam and Tisha, Boris Kashina. Anyway, Koisht is one of the 11. And the definition of Koisht, according to the art scroll, is Kastos. C-O-S-T-U-S, Kastos. Anyway, that's the name of a wonderful spice. And what's the halacha about that? Spice kishrusa mevorchan ilavei bari atzibson. Avon mishka kavisha. What's that mishka kavisha? Rashi says that if you take the koisht and you dip it and immerse it into shemen, and then after that the shemen gets its wonderful scent from the koisht, then loy, then you don't go and make a bracha of atzibsonin because you don't see the etzim anymore. You just see the mishka. You just see the oil. So you make bari shemen orev. Even if you have mishcha kvisha, that you have oil in which is immersed the koisht, then you also make a bracha atzei besamim, presumably because there's still etzim in there and have not been removed. Mishcha tchina, if you've taken the koisht and you have, tchina means, and you have ground it into very, very fine powder, loy, because it's so fine, presumably you don't even see it, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha atzei b'samim. Ne'doyamri afilah mishchak tchina, even if you have this mishchak tchina that is totally ground in the oil, you also make a boirei atzei b'samim because it initially came from Eitzim. Similarly, Omer of Gidla Marav, hi smolik. Smolik, says Rashi, is jasmine, tap Rashi. Jasmine, mevorchan ilavei, boiri atzi psomim. Again, he make a bracha atzi psomim. Omer of Hanan al Marav, hani chalfi diyama. What's chalfi diyama, says Rashi, on the second line, third line, boisim shekorin ashbig, vushi boilis nerd. Oh, she boilis nerd is again from the achad osir sambanim. Where do you have she boilis nerd? That's number 7. Again, achad osir sambanim ayivov, elahein, atzori vatziporin, achalben, alvoina, and then you have she boilis nerd. Now, what is she boilis nerd? If you look at the English, in the art scroll, it's called spikenard, so spikenard, S-P-I-K-E-N-A-R-D, spikenard. Anyway, it's a type of spice. On that as well, we go and make a bracha, the boirei atzei b'sam. Since we're talking for a moment about the Achad Aser Samonim, which include both the Koisht and Shiboylas Nerd, there's a cute story that they say about the Baal HaFluah. Baal HaFluah was Rabbi Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, who was the Ruv in Frankfurt and one of the Rebbes of the Heilig Chasam Sofer. Both the HaFluah, he wrote the famous Sefer HaFluah, as well as the Sefer HaMakne, as well as the Sefer Punim Yufis. HaMakne, I believe, is on Kiddushin or Ksubis. HaFluah is a number of other Masechtas. Punim Yufis is on the Torah. Anyway, Agreis HaTalmud Chacham, Ruv in Frankfurt. So the story is told that one day it was very, very snowy, and there was difficulty in collecting a minyan in shul. They only had initially 9 people, and finally 10 people arrived. Ah, we have a minyan. And the Baal HaFluah says, no, we're not going to start. Why couldn't they start? Because apparently one of the minyan people, unfortunately, was not a Shomer Shabbos, or he was a Rasha, or whatever. We don't know the details. We just know that he was not a person of the elite. He was, unfortunately, lower class, so to speak. I don't mean lower class socially or financially. I mean in terms of being Mekayim and fulfilling halacha. Anyway, so we're going to wait. And finally, an 11th person showed up, and Baruch Hashem, they had a minyan, and they davened. After the davening was over, this fellow who realized that the HaFluah was not starting davening because of him, even though the HaFluah didn't point him out, he didn't say a word, but he knew on his own that he is the guy. He came over to Baal HaFluah and he said, Rebbe, I know that you didn't want to daven when I was part of the minyan, but don't we know it says in Chazal that one of the Samanim was the Chelbina? And Chelbina, Chazal tell us, had a very bad odor. And the reason why they were mitztarefit, they took it as part of the Samanim, is because to symbolize that when we daven and when we are doing avodah to Hashem, then we include everyone of Klal Yisrael, even the sinners. So I'm the Chelbina, but why couldn't you be mitztaref me? So the Baal HaFluah said, we were mitztaref you, because it says, Achad Aser Samanim Hoyevo. That's the reason why they had 11 spices. You're Taka the Chelbina, you're one of the 11. If there would only be 10, we couldn't go and have a minion. you have to have 10. But since we have 11, the Chelbina can be mitztaref and be one of the minion. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Gemara, we spoke about the Koisht, we spoke about the Shiboylis Nerd, and we continue on to the fourth line. Omer Marzutra, Maikra. What's the Raya from the Pasuk about this Shiboylis Nerd? Now, why we bring a Raya from a Pasuk? Because Shiboylis Nerd is Chalfi di Yama. Yama, by definition, means that it grows on the Yam, on the side of the river. And apparently, Chalfi means it's a form of a reed of sorts, and therefore it's really not a tree or Eitzim. So why would you make a bracha b'yrei atzei besamim if it's reeds, if it's not really eitzim? So Rashi already tells us on the third line, it was similar to givoyle pishtan. That means stalks of flax. Flax also don't grow on trees. They also in the form of reeds of sorts that grow from the ground. And therefore, just like we call those eitzim, we can go and say b'dechalfe diyama that they're also b'yrei atzei besamim. So you're going to ask, where do we find that pishton, that flax is called Eitzim? That's the Gemara now. So Gemara, V'yelosam Maikra, Amar Marzutra Maikra, V'yelosam Hagaga. This is talking about the lady that helped out the two Meraglim in the times of Yeshua. V'titmenein bepishteyo Eitz, and she went and hid them bepishteyo Eitz in the under the flax. And the Torah refers to it as Pishtei Eitz, is a simon that just like flax is called Eitz, so here too, the Chalfi Diyam is called Eitz, you make a Beiri Atzib Sam. So the more right. Hai Narkum di Genunisa, Rashi says Narkum is Chavetzelis Ashorain, which Rashi defines as being a rose. So if you have a rose that grows in a Genunisa, which means an Agina, in a garden, then Mubarachan Lein Beiri Atzib Sam. It's the Dabra, if it grows in the wilderness, then it doesn't have an atzibsam, you call it boire isvibsam. So apparently the wild roses grow a little bit differently than the roses that are nicely tended or tendered in a Hamish Gina. And the Ritva says that those that grow in the wilderness have soft stems, and therefore they're not classified as woods, but as isve, more like grass, herbs, as opposed to eitzim as wood. Omer of Sheshes, honey sigli. Sigli are violet, says Rashi. Rashi, in fact, uses the term violish, Balaz, So it's similar to our English word violet. Mavorchan alayu b'ri isvei psalm. It's a flower. It's not really an eitz. Om mazutcha ha'iman demoirach be'esroiga oy bechavusha. If you take a whiff, you smell your esrik or bechavusha. Chavusha means a quince. Oyim b'baruch shenosim reyach toiv v'peiros. We thank Hashem Baruch. We're giving a reyach toiv in the peiros. Om Rav Yehuda ha'iman denofik b'moyim nisim. This is the famous annual Birchas Ilonois, person who goes out in Nisan days, v'chazi ilnin, he sees trees, the kamalavavi, which are beginning to sprout leaves, and sprout flowers. Oyimri says, Baruch shaloi chise baylami klum, ubara bay b'riyo istoybes, v'ilonis toybes, lisnois mehen b'nei adam. The word malavavi is similar to the word lavluv. For those of you that ever were sukkahs in Eretz Yisrael, many of the sochrim, when they sell arovois, they say lavluv, lavluv. What means lavluv? Lavluv means that the top of the stem of the arova comes out in two leaves, which is a minig Yerushalayim. It's not a minig that is celebrated or fulfilled anywhere else. Just that the arova, which looks like any other arova, but it comes out with two leaves at the top, almost like twin leaves. So that's called lavluv. Lavluv means that it's sprouting, it's coming out beautifully. So here too, the ilni, the kamalavavi, that the flowers are starting to sprout. So now we're going to have a number of memories of Rav Tuvia Bar Zutta Amarav. Bar Tuvia Amarav. How do you know that you make a brach on reich? After all, food items, you internalize them by eating them and drinking them. So you make a brach. Who says you make a brach on reich? Shenema, it says, Boskal on neshama tahalal ka. Ezu dovash on neshama, and the hand is mimenu, vayna guf, nana mimenu. What's the item that only the neshama has a noah, but not the guf? Reich is more of a spiritual thing than a material thing, because you can't eat the reich, you can only smell the reich. And Louis told me a little earlier this morning, Louis Zauderer, that that's the reason why he brought a raya from the fact that on Matzah Shabbos we go and smell the Bayramin Psamim. Why do we do that? Because you're losing the Neshama Yaseira, and this is to replace the Neshama Yaseira. Ah, so you see that reich and Neshama go together. In future years, the Bachuri Yisrael will emit a beautiful scent like Levonin. Levonin is a forest in the north. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Yelchu Yon Kosev v'Kezayis Hoydei v'Reach Loi Kalavonin. Yelchu Yon Kosev. Yon Kosev means the young Yelchu will walk. V'Kezayis, and it will be like an olive tree. Hoydei, its majesty, it's majestic like an olive tree. And it'll emit a scent just like in the north in Eretz Yisrael, the forest of Lebanon. It doesn't mean the country of Lebanon, it means the forest in northern Eretz Yisrael, which is in the Torah called Lebanon. And again, another member of Amrav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omarav. Might have said in the Pasuk, as a koil also be yofa be itai. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave everybody a profession, and everybody enjoys their profession, or they are, in a sense, wedded to the profession. People typically would not want somebody else's job. They want to do the job that they are used to doing, and they feel comfortable with that. Rashi gives an example, even a borsi. A borsi is a tanner. A person who is involved in tanning knows that, unfortunately, it gives out a terrible, terrible odor. But nevertheless, they are satisfied in doing that tannery and that profession because they know it, they're familiar with it, and, you know, they're satisfied with it. I wouldn't want to be a tanner, but a tanner is happy with his profession. That's why there's an expression. If you hang up a kura is a palm shoot. We had kura earlier on in our perek, as you recall, a few vlad ago. There's a shaila about the kura. Anyway, if you hang it up, ledover acher here means a chazer, and you hung it up to dry, and it's nice and clean, and it's all wonderful. Remember, kura is from the dekel. It's very, very soft. Initially, after a year, it hardens. The Gemara brought a raya from Tznoin, which also is the same thing. Initially, is soft, and afterwards, it hardens. Shalom, what bracha do you make on? Anyway, this kura, they would go and hang it up nice and clean, give it to the chazer. What would the chazer do? Instead of eating it, the Yehudi day oven, he does his own thing. What is that, his own thing? So Rashi says, the chazer would go and then schlep down the kura, and he would drag it in the mud and in the schmutz, because that's his umnus, that's what the chazer is used to. He's not used to clean food, he's used to schmutziger food. So people are happy with what they are used to. As you know, a person is not supposed to go out yechidi balayla because of mazikim. Aha. So, says our Gemara, if you're carrying a torch, it's like two. And if there's a full moon outside, it's like three. And then you don't have to worry about the mazikim. Is a boiler. When we say the avuka, the torch is like two, that means two, including the person who's holding the torch. Do we mean three altogether? Two plus one? It's Toshima. The moon is like three. If you're going to tell me that the moon is three, including the person walking down the street in the moon, so the person is one, and the moon is another two, is three altogether. Eliyamris, then Shapir, then it works perfectly, then I understand what you're saying. Eliyamris, Labar Beniday, if you tell me the moon is like three besides the person who's walking, then that means you have four altogether, the person plus the three of the moon. Abba lovely, what do you need four for? Vamamar, Li'echa Nira Umazik. The Mazikin, these Mazikin don't mean hoodlums, Mazikin means some spiritual demons like the Shindalids. Li'echa, if you have one mazik and you have one person, niru umazik, he doesn't mind appearing to the person umazik, and he's mazik him and he damages him. He doesn't care because he's all on his own. Lishnaim, if the two people walking together, niru vien mazik, the mazik might appear to the two people, but he's not going to start up with them because they're two. Lishloisha, once you're three people together, in a niru kolikar, he leaves the scene, he won't even machta pleite, which means he doesn't even appear to them, and he's going to hide in the bushes somewhere, he's not going to allow to be seen. Maybe Shindalas don't need to hide anywhere, all they just need to do is just not appear. Anyway, the point is, the maximum protection that you need is three. More than three is no purpose, right? Once you have three, in a near kalikar. So why would the Braisa tell us that the moon is like three? It must mean three, including that individual, and I don't need more than that. Then that's enough. So just like the moon together with the individual is three, the avuka with the individual is two. Allah shemamina avuka kishnaim behadi didai, two, including the person shemamina. Another member, Yom Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Om Rav, Yamila Om Rav Chana Bar Bizna Om Rav Shem Chassid, Yamila Om Rav Yochanan Mishem Rav Shem Min Yechoi. Noich Lod Yom Shia Palat V'Teich Kiv Shnaish, V'Yal B'nei Chaber B'Ram, a very, very famous chazal, that a person should prefer jumping into a furnace or being put into a furnace as opposed to Chas V'Sholom embarrassing somebody else. But Rav Minol Mitom, we learn it from Tomar, Shnemar V'Hi Mutzeis V'Goymer. That's a pasuk dealing with Yehuda. And they found out about Tamar that Chas V'Sholom, she was Mizana, and she did not wait to be Misyabim through Sheila, the brother of Erev Oinon. They reported this to Yehudan, Yehuda said, no, why bazoi? She has to be killed. And Tamar, of course, was pregnant from Yehuda himself. So she did not want to reveal that. She says, he mutzeis, and she said, whoever, what's the Lashon HaPasik? Le'ish asher eile loy anoichi hora. And so she showed this to Yehuda in public, but she didn't mention Yehuda's name. She said, whoever owns this, that's the one that impregnated me. Why didn't she want to go and say Yehuda's name? If Yehuda had not conceded, had not acknowledged, then she would have been killed. And he should not be Shemen b'hadas. What happens if you have to make two brachas? One on shemen. Remember we said on the Amud Aleph, you make a bracha, boire shemen orev, except Rabbi Yehuda that said, boire shemen artzenu. And you had hadasim. Which bracha should you make? First, b'shamen omer v'orchal shemen, first on the oil, v'yakach v'orchal hadas, then on the hadasim. V'beisil omer v'orchal hadas, v'yakach v'orchal shemen. So you have a machloikis b'shamay and b'isil. Omer Gamliel. Even though Ram Gamliel was from the bias of Hillel, right, Hillel and Reb Gamliel, that's all from Yehuda, all Nesiim. Anyway, so what Reb Gamliel say, Ani Achriya, I'm going to make the decision, I'm going to use my discretion, and I'm going to paskin like Beis Shammai against Beis Hill. Why? Because Shemen Zachin L'Reichoi V'Zachin L'Sichosei. Shemen is multi-purpose. Number one, you can smell the Shemen, and number two, you can smear the Shemen. Hadas Hadasim L'Reichoi Zachin, we are Zoichet to smell the Hadasim, L'Sichosei L'Zachin, but we can't smear I hold us. So therefore, since Shemen is more chashiv, make a bracha on the Shemen. Now Rabbi Yochanan, halacha gedim b'machriya, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's takad halacha, like Ram Gamliel, like Beis Shammai. Rapapa ikal beir Rav Huna b'rei Rav Ika. Rapapa came to the home of Rav Huna b'rei Rav Ika. Aisel kamay, they brought shem v'hadas. And guess what? Shokar Rapapa. First, Rapapa took the two. Baruch ahadas b'reisha. He paskin like Beis Hillel. He took the hadasim before the shem. Who had the baruch Hashem? Amalei the shem v'lamar halach in the machria. Don't you hold like Rabbi Yochanan? The halach is given machria. Amalei hachi amar Rav. I heard in the name of a Rav. No, the halach is given Beis Hillel, and that's why I follow Beis Hillel, like Rav said, and not like Rabbi Yochanan said. Now the Gemara says v'loyi, but it's not true. Mishnamut nafshi hudi avad. Now on the surface, it sounds like Rapapa made a mistake. Rapapa forgot about the fact that Rabbi Yochanan paskin like to be a machria, and to go and cover up his boo-boo, he said, and I heard from Rav, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and therefore, that's why he said it. V'lohi, but it's not true, the whole thing is just fake news. The Shemut and Afshud, but he just did this to do a cover-up. But of course, that's a difficult Gemara, to go and say that Rapapa is saying a lie because he was embarrassed. And that's why, in fact, you see that there are a couple of different marks here. You have the Aleph of the Vilna Goyen, who takes out the Veloyhi, the Shemut Nafshi Da'ovar, he says the whole thing is Nimchak, you're not goyres it at all. You have the Bach, that says the same thing. See the Aleph, Omerov Aleph Halach Yemesil, that Aleph in the parentheses, the Bach, Veloyhi Da'ovar, Tevis El Mechukim, take him out, because the Rif is not goyres. And then you have over here the Zayin. The Zayin takes us to the Maseres HaShas. It's a long Maseres HaShas, but it's a very fascinating Maseres HaShas, which is very important because you have this expression in the Gemara on a number of occasions. See, Oy Zayin brings the Rishash, I'm sorry, the Maseres HaShas, Zelushoin, Ramo Mipanoi, the Ramo Mipanoi writes in Soif Simen Hay, that Rapapa Misvorda Nafshi Palik Rabbi Yochanan. Rapapa felt that Rabbi Yochanan was wrong. He felt that we should paskal like Beis Hillel, and not like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Beis Shammai. It's not because he was embarrassed, and that's why he tried to hide. He himself argued with Rabbi Yochanan, but he, Rapapa, didn't feel that he was ro'ui to argue with Rabbi Yochanan. After all, Rabbi Yochanan was a couple of generations earlier, one of the early Amiroim. Rapapa was among the final Amiroim, and therefore he felt uncomfortable arguing with the Godel Hador of generations before, and therefore he didn't want to take the covet for himself. He was told by Rabbi, he said that his Rebbe Rav already paskened that way. If it wasn't for the fact that Rapapa really held that the halacha is that way, he wouldn't have done something wrong intentionally. Wherever you find this throughout Shas, where it uses such an expression, that it doesn't mean that he was just trying to excuse himself and do a cover-up because he made a boo-boo, but rather, Veloyhi means he did not want to paskin in the name of, he didn't want to take the covet for himself and say, I argue with Rabbi Yochanan. He did a cover-up and he said it was Rava the paskin that way. But truly, Rapapa himself held, like Beis Hillel, against Beis Shammai. What happens if you have both Shem and the Yain? You have to make a brach on Shemen of the Boyri Shemen Orev, and on the Yain you have to make a Boyri Priyagofen. Which do you make first? The Machloket B'Sham B'Sil B'Sham B'Omim Oichis HaShemen B'Minai. Take the Shemen in the right hand, because if you take it in the right hand, you're going to make the brach on that first. As we know, right has a priority over left. So Oichis HaShem B'Minai, take the Shemen in the right hand, B'Siyayin B'Smoil, and the Yain in the left hand. And now, Mavarach L'Shemen first, and you mavarach al yain second. Other way around. Oichas yain b'mina, take the yain in the hand first. There's Hashem b'smoyli in the left hand, because mavarach al yain, b'chayim mavarach al ha-shemen. And now, if we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, what should he do with the shemen that has smelled up his hands? The tochem roish ha-shamas. The waiter that's standing over there, he should go and take his hand. In other words, the hand of the Talmud Chacham, who is holding on to the Shemen, should take that hand and put it on the head of the Shamus, of the waiter, so that whatever scent, whatever smell there is in the hand, should leave his hand and go over to the head of the waiter. Because this Pasnish, Rashi says it's a Gnai for a Talmud Chacham to walk outside Biyoda Mivusamais, with perfume on his hands. However, when I'm to the Shamus of Talmud Chacham, then you don't want the Shamas to go and get this smell all over. Tachabakoyis will go and wipe your hands on the wall. And they should ignite the Talmud Chacham. Let's say it's the Shuk Yishuhum Avusim Sinishain. After all, women walk around with perfume, men typically do not walk around with perfume, and so therefore it's a sashanda, shikla cherb. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. What about body deodorant, for instance, underarm deodorant? We'll talk about that shortly. Tanarban, Shisha Devam Gnai Lid Tamad Chochem. Tamad Chochem, the following six things are shameful. Al Yetzi Kishu Mavusim, Lushuk. Like we just said, don't go out when you have perfume all over. Val Yetzi Yechidi Belayla, don't go out by yourself. Val Yetzi Minolay Matuloyim, don't go out with shoes that have patches on it. Val Yisaprim Isha Beshuk, don't talk with women out in the street. Val Yetzi Bechabur Shal Ami Art, and don't sit together at a table with a whole bunch of Amaratim. Val Yikonis Bachrenu Besmedish, and don't be the last one coming to Besmedish. The Yesh Omrim Afli Yefsiya Psiya Gasa, don't go and make long strides, you know, big steps. While the halach becomes the skuf, and don't walk around arrogant with an erect back. So now the Gemara explains each one. The main problem is in those places where Chas V'Sholem people lived Mishkav Zohar one with the other. If he's going to go around with perfume, people will Chas V'Sholem be choshed that he's trying to entice, he's going to live with another man. That's the reason why he's put on perfume. Omer of Sheshes, Le'amon El Bebigdai. This problem is only if you put it on your clothing. Avagufai, if you smear it on your guf, underarm. Zeyim Abrelay. The reason why you're doing it is because of the sweat, the perspiration. Omer of Papa, Vasari. What happens if you put something smelly with a nice scent on your hair? Kibigdadom, it's like Beged, and therefore that would be prohibited, or at least Al Yetze. He shouldn't go with that. The Amrila, others say, Kigufai Dami. No, it's like your body. And Rashi says, because the hair and the scalp also sweat from time to time. Don't go out at night by yourself. The people shouldn't be choshed that Chas V'Sholem is going out for a maisiz nus. Remember, in the good old days, we're talking about that there was no light in the streets. He's going all by himself. Even if there were no mazikim around, I have to be worried about the fact that he might, Chas V'Sholem, be having a date with a zoyna. However, that's if he doesn't go out the same time every night. If every single night he leaves his house at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, is the chasimin that he has a shir with a rebbe, says Rashi, that he has a kvias with a chavrusa, with a rebbe, and therefore maybe a diddle in the kodah. Everybody knows the reason why he's going out is because he goes out every night for the same shir, for the same chavrusa. He shouldn't go out with torn shoes that have on them patches. If you go out with a manel with a shoe, metuloy means with a patch on it, it is a gnai. He did go out with a patch. One set of patches is nish geferlich. But if you have a patch on top of a patch, this is geferlich, that's a real gnai. This only applies to the top of the shoe. Aval Begilda, if you're talking about the sole, the bottom of the shoe, less than, but because people don't see it, so it's not a gnai, you're walking on the bottom, so people don't see it. The Pantzeli Amorin, even when you're talking about on the top of the shoe, El Ba'orcha, that's if he's walking down the street. Aval Beis, less than, but if you're at home, then you can go and even put on sandals. It's not a problem, you don't have to worry about having holds or having patches. That's during the summer months. During the winter months, less than, but you don't have to worry. Says the reason, says Rashi, very simple, because during the winter months, they didn't have paved roads like we have today. They had muddy roads. So if you walked with such shoes during the mud, so the mud would cover any one of the patches, any one of the holes. A person shouldn't go and talk with a woman outside in the street. Even his own wife. Why? Tanya Nabi Hochi, Fili Ishta, Fili Bitoy, his wife, his daughter, Fili Yachoisi, even his sister, Fishinakol, became a Kravoisa, because not everybody knows who his Kravois, who his family members are, who his relatives are. And people may think, Eret Nebuchadnezzar Mitai Isha Mitabdos. I remember years ago they used to tell a story that in Eshtetl Ergetz in the Haim, there was a Shoichit, and people didn't like the Shoichit, and they wanted to go and be Mavir the Shoichit from his position. So somebody let out a rumor, they saw last night the Shoichit walking with an Eishes Ish down the street. Ooh, Shoichit Eishes Ish. Afterwards they found out that the Eishes Ish was the Shoichit's wife. But you see how rumors can spread. Anyway, the point is, even if you walk with your wife, not everybody knows the relatives. The person shouldn't sit together. Because if he sits together, amaratzim, they're only going to talk all types of narishkeit and shtusim. And unfortunately, he might be mitkish left with them when they start talking about impeachment and about this and about bootleg and about Bernie Sanders, all the narishkeit and the kniks, the Astros and all the other things. He's going to be nimshach after them. He shouldn't be the last one in Bismedish. People say, oh, look how negligent he is. He's always the last one in shul. We always got to wait for him. He shouldn't make large strides, large steps. And it tells us, it takes away 1/500th of a person's vision. My takante, what's a takon? Lahadri b'kiddush lebei shimshi, a person should go and make kiddush on Friday night. Rashi says, last two lines of Rashi, sheshoyse koishel kiddush b'shabbos b'layla. If he goes and drinks in that kiddush, that has a skula of returning any vision that he has lost. By yahalach b'koyim eskufa, a person shouldn't go and stand directly. Omamar mahalach b'koyim eskufa, I feel like arba amas. If he's just walking 4 amas down the street, kilo doich grag lechshuna, tchsim lekol haoretz kivoydoi, a kodesh baruch hu's shchina is here on this world. By standing erect, it's as if he's knocking into the raglayim, the feet of the shchina hakdoshim. Have a wonderful day. Zakeh ben Shkotov.